You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Environmental toxins are ubiquitous and can't be escaped, particularly heavy metals, which are hidden in our water, food, air, and many of the products that we use every day in our body and within our homes. The problem with heavy metals is that even at a very low level of exposure, they can cause mitochondrial impairment, disrupt major endocrine organs, stimulate neurological problems, and turn on or off genes that can trigger a whole set of chronic symptoms and even possibly disease. Now, really excited to introduce my next guest today. Now, she's a guru in detoxification, functional diagnostic nutritionist, and the number one best-selling author of Limitless Energy, How to Detox Toxic Metals That Cause Fatigue. And she's my good friend, Wendy Myers of MyersDetox.com. So happy to have you here on Wellness for Life Radio, Wendy.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Now, let's get a brief background of your journey into this health field. How did it all start?
Well, I'm like a lot of people that found their way into health through their own health journey and their own health problems. And at some point in my journey, I realized that toxic metals were contributing to my hormone problems. When I was 37 years old, I looked in the mirror and I just didn't recognize myself. I was overweight and exhausted, and I couldn't sleep, and I was exercising and eating perfect and taking the best supplements, and I still wasn't feeling well. And I thought, how is that even possible? Because I was taking such impeccable care of myself, and I just didn't realize what I was doing wrong or what more I had to do. And so I went to the doctor, found out I had the hormone levels of a menopausal woman, and the doctor wanted to put me on thyroid hormone replacement. Hormone replacement like estrogen and testosterone. And I just felt like that wasn't how I envisioned my life at 37 years old. That's what I thought women in their 50s did. So I just went on the internet and started searching, you know, how to address your adrenals naturally. And I found hair mineral analysis and detoxification very quickly. And I started on a program like that, taking minerals and detox substances. And I started feeling a lot better fairly quickly. And, you know, detox is definitely a long journey. But for me, I was really taken aback by how much my health improved once I started adding detoxification to my health regimen. And I got so passionate about it that I started MyersDetox.com. And I wanted to educate people about what I was researching and finding. I was so excited about it. So now I have a couple podcasts and hundreds of articles on my site, so people have a free resource to educate themselves.
It's a great website. Great website. And, you know, recently we did an interview. I was interviewed by you particularly for the Heavy Metal Summit, which is coming up. So I'm super excited to talk about that in our show. But before we go into all that, I'd really like to talk about, why are we so tired? I mean, you mentioned about being fatigued, and I'm telling you, that's the number one symptom that everyone comes in with in my practice, whether they are children or adults. We are always tired. So what's going on?
Yeah, so there's a lot of people suffering from this. You know, in my practice as well, the number one complaint is fatigue. And, you know, a lot of people are taking mitochondrial supplements or trying to take B vitamins or get B shots or just taking stimulants, drinking coffee all day long in this desperate attempt to get more energy. And one of the factors that I found in my research that reduces your body's ability to produce energy are metals like aluminum, arsenic, tin, thallium, and cesium. Thallium is in all our petroleum deposits, so it's been there for, you know, millions of years. So now that those petroleum products and gasoline are being released into the air from cars, we're all breathing that in. And what these metals do is they prevent your mitochondria from being able to produce as much energy as they're capable of. And how it specifically does that are these toxins, these toxic metals, poison enzymes that transport nutrients into our mitochondria. And that's the key. It's this missing key that people are, you know, I'm trying to educate people about, is that they can take PQQ and they can take mitochondrial supplements, but those aren't going to, they're going to have a hard time getting into the cell if they have these toxic metals, and everyone has some level of them. Everyone has aluminum. Everyone has thallium. A lot of people have arsenic. Some people have cesium. Some people have tin, but everyone has aluminum and thallium. It's without exception.
Wow. Now you're talking about these certain types of micro, you know, levels of these toxins that will interrupt. So just so that our listeners understand, enzymes are basically key to life, because enzymes change one type of chemical to another. And if we actually slow down the process of those enzyme reactions, then your metabolism shifts. You don't produce energy, just as Wendy just spoke. But more importantly, also, you end up having shifting of your biochemistry, which can be very toxic to the body. Now, you mentioned about thallium, and it comes from petroleum. Where does the cesium come from? Because I believe cesium, you know, comes from a lot of it from Fukushima, because we still get a lot of toxic of the exposure from the Fukushima plant.
Absolutely. That's, you know, today, anyone living on the West Coast of the United States they're getting cesium. I have cesium myself in testing. I've seen it in clients. They're doing urine DMSA challenge test. They're not going to see that on a hair mineral analysis. But yeah, anywhere where there's been a nuclear disaster, the testing, the heavy metals testing that different labs have done show increased levels of cesium because it gets released into the environment. So right now, you know, we have cesium being unleashed into our environment from the Fukushima nuclear disaster that happened in, I think it was 2013 or 14, I forget. But in Chernobyl, Chernobyl happened in the 90s, and that unleashed a lot of cesium into the environment. There's a lab in Germany that I used, and they saw a massive increase in cesium in their patients. And then there was now there's not nearly as much cesium that they're seeing in their client base in Europe. But now there's an increase in cesium levels being found on testing because of Fukushima.
I think people are forgetting, you know, that the fish is really where a lot of it, this is contaminated, where we can get the cesium, strontium, you know, all of the nuclear waste products, in addition to the mercury. And people are eating a ton of fish still. You know, I don't recommend a lot of fish. I'm more pretty much seafood free. I don't eat a lot of fish, maybe 3 to 5 times a year, because of the contamination. How do you feel about the fish in our oceans?
Well, you know, it depends on the type of fish. So, you know, definitely the large migratory fish, like the large tunas that are, you know, served at sushi places, those you typically want to avoid. But the canned tuna is typically okay to eat, like as long as you're taking binders. So I think that, you know, fish are incredibly nutritious, but I think people just need to be careful about the choices. So sardines are fine. The kind of tuna that's in canned tuna is typically fine. You know, there's a lot of benefits, health benefits to fish, but, you know, it has this, you know, the larger fish do have mercury and cadmium and other toxins in them. So those you want to limit, but I think it's okay to eat sardines and other types of fish. You can also, it's important where you source the fish, like the sardines in Portugal are not going to have some of the contamination issues than the sardines in the Pacific. So it's really more about making distinctions, I think, rather than just throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There are a lot of different types of fish and sizes, and so I think some distinctions in that regard are good to make.
Good point. Thanks for sharing that. Now, you know what you mentioned earlier about your story. In your story, you were just having all sorts of endocrine issues, endocrine system. You know, for energy, we all want to make sure our endocrine system, which from the HPA, the hypothalamus to pituitary, the adrenals and thyroid, all, and of course our gonads, all working in unison. How do you feel about healing those as well while you are working with the heavy metals?
Yes, it's so important. I mean, there's a reason so many people and women are having hormonal issues, hormonal imbalances, and having them at younger and younger ages. And I was victim to this as well. And there's so many metals and plastics and preservatives like parabens and phthalates in our beauty products that we're putting on our bodies every single day as women. The average woman puts 125 products on her body with perfumes and creams and makeups and all kinds of things and hairspray and whatnot. And so these chemicals and metals interfere in our hormone production and how our hormones work in our body. They interfere in our thyroid hormones. So it's very, very important to have some awareness around if you're having hormonal issues that you want to add detoxification to your health regimen, because it's something that most mainstream doctors are really not going to have any kind of awareness around or addressing it in their treatment protocols. You know, most doctors will just do hormone replacement therapy. Well, that doesn't solve the problem. And I know for me personally, I want to address the underlying root cause. Like, why am I having low hormone issues? What's causing it? How do I address that? Not just stick a Band-Aid on it with hormone replacement, though that is a very important choice that some women will make for themselves to help themselves feel better while they're addressing the underlying root cause. I'm all for Band-Aids when they're needed. And because, you know, detoxification takes time. It takes time to identify what metals you have. It takes time to get these metals and toxins out of your body. And even when you are on a detox program, you're still exposed to metals and chemicals and plastics and hormone endocrine disruptors every single day. So it's a kind of an ongoing battle, so to speak. And it's just, detox is something you have to add to your lifestyle. It's not something you just do for 3 months and, you know, wipe your hands and you're done. It's more like a lifestyle. You need to do something on a consistent basis. Binders, detox protocols, supplements, things that facilitate detox on a regular basis.
Great. You know, you made me think about when you were rattling off some of the places where we are exposed to when it comes to metals and all that, is that I actually got exposed to pesticides at a very, very young age. And that was when I was in Korea. And there was one summer, it was when I was about just right after 9 years old, I was exposed to a great deal of pesticides because we had a spraying of smoke of pesticides on our property and on the mountain I lived on because we had an infestation of caterpillars. And because of my age and the timing of it, it actually forced that, because the pesticides, we were just swimming in it. Every day I'd be outside and there'd be smoke. It forced my endocrine system and my female organs to produce an excessive amount of estrogens. And of course, pesticides, we know, are endocrine disruptors. It also has a lot of heavy metals in it, such as arsenic and mercury. And what ended up happening was I started my cycle at 10 years old.
Wow.
I developed
that's happening to a lot of people today.
Yes. Today, I see young little ones, 7, 10 years old, growing hair on their pubes, you know, pubic area, underarm, breast tissue.
Yeah.
And I think it has a lot to do with not just, you know, okay, fish, whatever, and mercuries and vaccinations. These are all exposures. But I think it's the pesticides that we're exposed to as well. I mean, every block, on our block, everyone has those pest control people coming out once a month, right? And spraying their gardens.
Yeah.
We eat a lot of foods when we go to restaurants and out that are pesticide ridden. There's actually a really cool website called whatsonmyfood.org. Whatsonmyfood.org. And it gives you information on all the vegetables that we eat daily and how many pesticide residues are on it. You'll be shocked at how much, you know, cucumber is like 83 residues. It's crazy.
Oh God. Yeah, it really is. It's sad in our environment that a lot of these large chemical companies have really taken over our food production and the control of the food production and how it's made and what's sprayed on it. And our government isn't protecting us. They just aren't. So for me, my goal is to educate people about taking control of their health, educating them about the importance of detoxification, educating them that they aren't getting this information from their doctor so that they can take control of their health and take back their own personal power and educate themselves about what they're putting in and on their body. And it can sound really depressing, you know, when you're like, oh my God, there's so many different pesticides and, you know, all these chemicals and metals are in our air, food, and water. I mean, there's really no escaping it. But there's a lot of things that you can do to detox your body, and the very simple things that I outline on my website on MyersDetox.com that you can take, binders you can take that start absorbing all these metals and chemicals, and then you just urinate them out. There's a lot of things that you can do that are fairly simple and inexpensive so that you can at least, you know, minimize your exposure and, you know, prevent, you know, future diseases and future health issues. We know that every disease and symptom that people have, there could be a metal or a chemical or pesticide, you know, exacerbating or outright causing that, because these toxins interfere in our body's metabolism and enzymes in different ways. So it's very, very important to be thinking about detoxification, be thinking about whatever diagnosis you may have, what could be an underlying chemical or metal that's causing that, and what can I do about that? How can I detox that? And I've seen that, I've worked with thousands of clients, have been really surprised and pleased by how their symptoms have improved. Their, you know, their fatigue, their brain fog, their depression, their anxiety, their diabetes going away or improving, and so many different symptoms and health issues that can be improved by adding detox to their health regimens. There's a lot that you can do, even though it might seem kind of depressing when you think about how it's just, these toxins are everywhere. But there's a lot you can do to take control.
Well, that's why I like your website so much, is because you give really great information, and information that you've curated for years. You've tried all different types of supplements, and you talk about the best of the best, and thanks for that. You know what? One of the things that we also want to talk about, I think, is how do we figure out what kind of metals are in our body? Because there's many different ways. You know, you and I've spoke about the different types of hair analysis, of course, and urine testing. Which ones do you find will really assess your toxicity level?
I like to start with a hair tissue mineral analysis. I think that's one of the easiest and cheapest ways to go about testing for metals. Everyone can do it. You can do it at home. You don't have to go into a lab or a doctor's office to do that. And, you know, and that will give us a good clue about a lot of your metals, a lot of indirect indicators. Some people don't have any metals coming out on the hair test, and that is typically not a good sign. It's typically a sign that someone is not detoxing very well. Their body is not able to release metals or, you know, detox them. So a lot of people will get a hair test and not see any metals. Oh, great, I don't have any toxins, but that's not the case. Typically the healthiest people I see have the most metals coming out on their hair mineral analysis, ironically, because their body's able to detox them. And there's a problem of, you know, a hair mineral analysis doesn't test for all the metals, because some metals come out in the hair, some come out in the urine, and some come out in the stool. So ideally you want to do all three of those tests, but the hair test is the least invasive. Everyone can do it. So I'd like to begin with that and then go from there. A urine analysis with a DMSA challenge, that's just an acid that one takes as a synthetic sulfur that facilitates the release of metals into the urine. And then we can see other types of metals that people have that aren't indicated on a hair mineral analysis, but not everyone could do that test. Some people have a reaction to the DMSA, or if someone's very, very sick, they might, you know, be contraindicated for doing a DMSA urine challenge test. And then there's a stool test that I like clients to do, because it will show if they're cadmium and or silver toxic from their amalgam fillings that they've had, many people have had for years and decades. So that's really the way that I like to work with people, to get a comprehensive analysis of what metals they have in their body. But even still, even if they do all those three tests, you know, it may not indicate all of the metals that they have, like their total body burden of toxins, because the toxins we have are stored away in our bones, in our tissues, in our fat, in our brain, and things like that. The body has to tuck them away The bones are little garbage cans where the body will store stuff like lead and aluminum. So those aren't going to be readily apparent always on tests, especially the first test. And then when people begin taking binders, begin taking chelators that grab onto toxins and remove them from the body, begin taking substances that facilitate the removal of metals, then on subsequent tests, people tend to see a lot more toxins coming out. So we just got to give the body the nutrition and the tools that it needs to detox, and then we'll see more stuff coming out on subsequent tests.
You mentioned something very important is that you may remove, you find that some of the levels will go up. And often during that process, people go through what's called a Herxheimer reaction. Can you explain that a little bit so that people understand, it doesn't mean that you're getting sicker, that it is an aggravation of symptoms.
Yeah, and this is a common misconception, because a lot of people that are not feeling well go to a doctor or a health practitioner to feel better. I mean, that's what they're doing. That's what they're seeking, of course. But unfortunately, the reality of detoxification is it doesn't always feel good. And when, say, you have a metal coming out, like aluminum, for instance, people tend to get tired, or they'll get crabby, or they'll have other symptoms that are the very symptoms that they're trying to get rid of. We can tend to get a lot of complaints from our clients that they're feeling worse or what have you. But generally, you need to anticipate that if you're doing any kind of detox program. And you also need to be aware that you need to take binders if you're doing any kind of detox protocol, like if you're doing infrared saunas or you're doing kind of dabbling yourself on your own, doing any kind of detoxification, you need to take a binder so that you can reduce the detox symptoms. You can even just eat tons of vegetables. The vegetables are fibers that are bind to metals and remove them. But even with taking binders to reduce detox or Herxheimer reactions, you still will experience some, especially if you're very toxic. And all you can do is try to mitigate those symptoms with various things like drinking more water, coffee enemas are great, or, doing other things, taking extra binders to try to reduce the reactions as much as possible.
You know, in the Heavy Metal Summit that you are hosting with a couple of amazing doctors is really giving you the best of the best information. On our interview, when you interviewed me, I went through a great deal of how to gently open up and drain your excretory elements, your gut and your digestive system and your kidney and your lymphatics, just so that you don't go through the Herxheimer reaction, just so that it's a much more gentler approach, and approach where, we all work every day and we don't want to feel like, we can't even function because of our cleansing, and that it's definitely doable. And now the Heavy Metal Summit is coming up soon. And thank you so much for doing that, Wendy. I mean, you're just, again, a wealth of information. It's called the Heavy Metal Summit, and you can go to the link, drsuzanne.com/heavymetals. If there's an S at the end there, Heavy Metals Summit. And just join up there. It's a free online summit. Gosh, so many amazing world-renowned doctors, scientists are all going to be sharing the best of their best information strategies to get better. And then, of course, I'd like to know, because I know you had your own interview there. You were interviewed. I'd like to know, did you give any detox tips before you leave today? I know we're just about done with our show, but can you give us some simple detox tips for our listeners so we can have more energy right away?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, my two favorite supplements for anyone can take these two if they're at home and they're kind of excited and motivated about detox now. They can take two supplements. One's called BioSil, and it's a particular kind of silica that helps to bind on to these toxic metals that cause fatigue. So aluminum, arsenic, tin, thallium, and cesium. This BioSil that a lot of women probably listening right now take it for their hair, skin, and nails, because it gives you really healthy hair, skin, and nail, and bones. It's part of our bone matrix. That's something. It's a specific kind of silica that you can't just take any silica. It has to be the BioSil. I don't, you know, get money from them or anything. It's just that this BioSil has a particular chemical formulation that gives it an affinity to bind to these toxic metals that cause fatigue, that impair our mitochondrial functioning. So that you take about 5 to 10 drops per day. And I like the drops because you can control the dosage. Some people, 5 to 10 drops makes them a little too tired or they just don't tolerate it. So then you can do 1 or 2 drops and do whatever amount works for you. Don't take more than 10 drops, though, because you might find you'll get tired or something. And so the BioSil is great in that regard. I usually take it with some orange juice or apple cider vinegar because that will facilitate the absorption of it. It'll make it work better. Then the next thing you want to do is with the BioSil, you're mobilizing all these metals, getting them in your bloodstream. Then you want to take a binder like Pectisol C. It's by a company called Econugenics. So the Pectisol is Pectasol-C. It doesn't have any vitamin C in it. It's just modified citrus pectin. And you want to take about 1 scoop or 6 capsules in the morning or anytime that works for you. But the morning is good, an hour away from food, supplements, and medication because it's a binder. We don't want it absorbing nutrients from food or thyroid medication or what have you. So that's great because it's going to absorb all kinds of metals and chemicals in your bloodstream. And I've seen just unbelievable results with Pectisol. But don't expect to see any results anytime soon when you start taking those two products together. You don't take them at the same time. You have to take them separately during the day. You want to take them on the same day, but at separate times because you don't want the Pectisol absorbing the BioSil. So those products, you typically, I find in practice, people need to take them for 2 years.
Wow.
So this is not any kind of overnight success. It takes time. We are so toxic and we've been, you know, accumulating these toxins for decades. They're not going to disappear in 3 months. It's just not going to happen. So don't start taking these and think, oh, I don't really feel anything. They're not doing anything. It's because it's happening very, very slowly over time. It's subtle. You may not feel the difference over time, but after a year, my clients report they have more energy, they have better brain function, they generally feel better, but it's just not, there's no quick fixes. It's just, there's in detox, just nothing's going to happen overnight.
Oh gosh, great tips, great tips. I love both of them. And of course, you know, when it comes to cleansing our body, you know, every day we cleanse, every day we urinate, we sweat. Hopefully people will sweat and we have good bowel movements. And that's what we want because that's how we get rid of our just day-to-day toxins. So it makes sense. You want to do it naturally. You want to do it slowly, but you want to do it deeply as well. So BioSil and then Pectisol C. Awesome. Gosh, Wendy, we had such great information. I love all the things that you're doing. MyersDetox.com. That's where you're going to find all the information about Wendy Myers. Her passions and what she does for everyone around the world. And then definitely sign up for the Heavy Metal Summit. And you can get that information at drsuzanne.com/Heavy Metals Summit. And you're going to get so much information from myself, Wendy Myers, and lots of loads of great doctors all around the world. All right. I want to thank everyone out there for being part of the Wellness for Life community. Now, if you've enjoyed this show, we would love it if you would leave us a raving review on iTunes. And don't forget to connect with me on Instagram and Facebook. And if you need any help with any personal health issues, I do phone consultations with people all around the world. So just go to my website, drsuzanne.com, for my contact information. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy and enthusiasm and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.